This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, everybody calm down, calm down. This isn't my fault. This is not my fault. Everybody calm down. I don't know what the hell's going on here, and I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't think it's that big a deal. Everybody calm down. Take a breath. Take a breath. Okay. So, a lot of you guys got the flu shot. Good. Yay, you got the flu shot. I'm so proud of you. Yay, you got the flu shot. Yay. But you're mad and you're grumpy because some of you guys have the flu. I had three people call me yesterday. I've been doing telemedicine. I've been doing it more and more. I really like it. Where they have the flu. Their whole office has the flu, and they all got the flu shot at work. And they have the flu. So, that doesn't necessarily mean the flu shot was bad. Doesn't necessarily mean that you got the wrong flu shot. Let's kind of break this down a little bit. Okay, we are in flu season still. No, it's February. Okay? By the way, remember, we're coming up on Valentine's Day. Okay, the average guy doesn't want to celebrate Valentine's Day, so the average guy claims he's got the flu, so he doesn't have to celebrate Valentine's Day. So don't be calling telling me that everybody's got the flu and we are wrong about the flu shot. Okay, I think some people out there are lying. If I wanted to get out of work, I could say, A, I have diarrhea, and they'd believe me, or B, I have the flu. And the average boss would say, you know what, no question, just stay away. You see? So just because there's people calling out saying they have the flu doesn't necessarily mean they have it. Epidemiologically, we can't use that data. How many people do not show up to work? Because not showing up to work does not necessarily mean they're actually truthfully sick. However, I have been seeing more and more people who have been vaccinated still come down with a flu. So what the hell is going on? Well, let's break it down. So your flu shot, whether it's a trivalent or a quadrivalent, I love that word because my lisp doesn't come out. See, quadrivalent is no S. So hard for me to say S's. S's just don't work with my mouth. But I could say quadrivalent and trivalent, and I sound all medical and radio hostish, and I love it. Yay! Okay, so anyway, I'm sounding all medical now, okay? Right? So roll with me here. But your quadrivalent and trivalent shots have either four or three strains of the flu. We have the H1N1, we have the H3N2, which was the bad guy last year. That was the bad one last year. H1N1 seems to be the one more prevalent this year, but we cover for it anyway. Then we have influenza B, and then there's another B in the quadrivalent. And, again, I can't say the name of it because it kind of sounds like a cuss word. But, so we have the four strains in the quads, or the three strains in the tri. Most of you got the trivalent. Now, how many viruses are there out in the world? How many viruses? If you say a trillion, I'm fine with that answer. Okay? Bingo. Good answer. So for us to vaccinate against three viruses, we have to be pretty savvy on what we think is going to affect us this year. Now, where do we get our intelligence? Where do we do our recon? Well, we go to the Australians. Now, the Australians I love. I think Australia is the bomb. They are awesome. So the Australians go, yo, mate. Hey, meet us at Outback and we'll talk about the short. Mate, it's a bad one over here, mate, down under. And so we Americans are like, oh, really? Well, yeah, let's go to Outback. So we go to Outback, right? You know, we try to pretend we're Australian for a little bit. And then we go to the lab. And we go, thank you, Mike. And we take the viral strain that they claim messed them up the season before. Because remember, Australia is in the southern hemisphere, so they have their winter earlier. They have their flu shot earlier. Now, some people say, well, don't they get their flu shot after ours? No, Australia always beats us. They just do. They celebrate New Year's early. They get their flu early. So we then take that strain and we try to make our shot. Now, the virus this whole time is going, wait a second here. Okay, you know, we were in Australia. Now we're here in, you know, Bethesda or wherever the hell they're making us. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to stretch my legs and I'm going to, you know, mutate a little bit. So it mutates a little bit. Now, we're still thinking it's either going to be an H1N1 or an H3N2. That may be the biggie. And we know there's a zillion out there. But we're going to try to hit the most common forms of it. So we make our vaccine. While we're making our vaccine, like last year, the H3N2 was mutating as we were making that. So by the time we got the vaccine done, the H3N2 that was circulating out in the world had already changed a little bit. So now the manufacturers have their vaccine, and they work as quickly as possible. I'm so blown away at how quickly they are able to get their vaccine up and ready and ready to go. And then we vaccinate everybody. Well, now we're in flu season. And you have some influenza Bs, you have some influenza As, you have, you know, different you know, strains and genetic makeups to these. And for some people, they're fine. You know, the virus swings by them, they have the antibodies, keep walking. And the virus is like, but I want to, no, Dr. Dahlia's not going to have it, out of here, we got her back. So the virus goes, okay, I'll go over here to Bob. Now, Bob, if he, you know, did not get the vaccine, he may get sick. Or Bob may not. He may have a good immune system. Or Bob might have gotten the vaccine, but the vaccine induced an immune system that just wasn't strong enough. Or it was strong enough, but this strain, right, is just a tight bit different that it is able to ease, you know, through the immune military that's trying to block it. And so that's why some people get sick and other people don't. Now, when you see a whole workplace come down with the flu, when the whole workplace got flu shots, then you kind of wonder, you know, what batch did they get? But again, there could be a strain that's a little bit off. So do I still recommend the flu shot? Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's hands down. We are hearing of deaths, unfortunately, with the flu, but thank God we're not hearing the same numbers, thank God, as we did last year. So, in the meantime, just because you got the flu shot, don't act like you're Superman or Shazam and, you know, you're immortal. You can still, unfortunately, get the flu even if you got the shot. So, still be protective, wash your hands, sanitize, that kind of stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as you guys know, I'm not a fan of socialized medicine at all. Definitely not a fan of how things are done in countries that have socialized medicine. I don't want our healthcare system to go there. We have a headline that apparently NHS hospitals are the fullest they've ever been all winter, 95% of beds occupied. We're going to talk about that, but apparently on our answer line, one of your comments was somebody who actually worked for the NHS. I wish I could talk to him live, but he left a comment on the answer line, so let's listen to that now. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Well, what I was going to say was they have panels, and not all of them are by doctors, and they're the ones that actually decide if someone is going to get treated for cancer or any other major medical condition. If you're over the age, I believe it's, if you're over 50, you're not going to get any treatment unless you go private.
Wow.
And that is pretty much across the board in Britain because they just don't have the funds to do it. So, socialist healthcare does not work because where does the money come from to pay for it? And that is the biggest problem in Britain right now, is there is no money to fund the National Health Service. And all your little breakups of it, like the Ayrshire Man Health Board, which is in the southwest of Scotland, they only get a certain percentage from all the money that the health service takes. So, no, there is no money over there anymore for it. Mm-hmm. It's basically, over here, you call it bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And I worked there for 15 years, and it was a nightmare.
Gosh, I wish I could talk to you, man. Oh, I wish I could talk to you. You worked there for 15 years, man. I know, exactly. That, you know, so here we are touting in America this Medicare for all. And again, where are we going to get the funding? They broke it down, and we talked about this a couple days ago, how, you know, Medicare for all would work. They made it, you know, all look really pretty on paper. Where, all right, everybody will get Medicare. How? Well, we're going to tax employers, okay? We're going to do an income-based premium paid by employers, get $630 billion from that. We're going to do an income-based premium paid by homeowners who make over $28,000, or just Americans who make over $28,000. They think they're going to get another $210 billion from that. They think they're going to add an extra tax on those who make over $250,000 to squeeze another $110 billion from that. And then they're going to get tax capital gains, dividends aligned with employment income, another $92 billion. So tax. And then $15 billion from limiting tax deductions for Americans with yearly earnings over $250,000. And then $21 billion from new responsible estate tax applied to the homes of Americans who inherit more than $3.5 million. Again, that's not really, a lot of us don't fall under that. That's for the rich, but I still just don't like the idea of, all right, well, just keep taxing the rich. And then $310 billion from savings as health-related tax expenses become obsolete. Really? Really? And so, I'm really nervous because you have legislators, touting this. And for the gentleman who called, I really appreciate it. I wish I could talk to you in person. Our show airs live during the day. But, we have to watch what's going on in England really closely. I've been for years saying, guys, it's not working. They have doctors wanting to leave. You have residents feeling they're underpaid and overworked. They're canceling surgeries, canceling visits. And so, yesterday we had talked about how they have this online shaming sort of thing where, hospitals will look bad if they have more than a 4-hour wait or if they don't have enough beds, can be occupied. And you're like, well, is that their fault? If they don't have the funding, is that their fault? So according to this headline that came out today, they say hospitals became the busiest they've been all winter. Now, again, in terms of the American numbers, we don't really have it. NHS, it's easier to get numbers from England because it's a, single payer system. It's a socialized system. NHS is involved in most everything. We're not going to get a lot of the private information. Whereas America, we have a lot of quote unquote private, which technically isn't private. I have an issue with that name as well. But they say they've entered the fifth consecutive week of being overloaded with inpatients as 94.9% of beds were occupied. Now, some of you may say, well, you know, who cares? You know, all right, so they're, you know, they're busy. It's flu week. You always want to have an extra 10 or 20% capacity in case something bad happens. Right? I mean, remember with the Boston Marathon bombing, Massachusetts General and, you know, the hospitals were able to take on, unfortunately, all the carnage that was going on, and they did it as phenomenally as they could. Yes, they had to build some tents, etc., but, you know, you always have to expect that something bad could happen. I mean, remember London fog, where they went through that whole, you know, issue, and, you know, if anything does happen or a pandemic occurs or something, you don't want to be at your max. If 94.9% of beds were occupied, that means pretty much all hands on deck. They say not far below the worst point of last year's worst ever winter. They say hit 95.2%. Beds have been above the target. The most recent figure came as snow blanketed much of the UK. Temperatures dropped to 3.2 degrees. That was in Scotland. 3.2. It went to 3 degrees. Then, apparently, there was norovirus, diarrhea and vomiting. So there was a norovirus outbreak. And so they are under strain. Now, they say the a proportion of patients waiting 30 minutes or more to be seen after arriving by ambulance is the lowest since Christmas. But hospital beds are still beyond what they can handle. So they say there's 142,000 hospital beds in England, according to the King's Fund think tank, and they say 135,000 of them were full on an average day. Now, again, you know, we have our own issues with the polar vortex and the wet winters and the snow, etc. Our hospitals are operating at max. And so, you know, we start to tout all right, let's just give everybody Medicare. Maybe it sounds pretty. Yeah, and maybe it looks nice on paper, you know, tax the hell out of everybody and make them pay for it. But if we don't have room in our hospitals, and again, we don't have the numbers of how full we are because there's a lot of privately owned hospitals and, you know, is the database being updated and is anybody doing a report and publicizing it like the NHS or the watchdogs for the NHS are. But you start, you know, giving everybody Medicare, you better have a hospital, you know, that could take them. You better have plenty of medical providers that could take them. This is exactly what happened with the ACA. Now, people don't like that argument coming from me. They're like, okay, so you're saying to hold off giving people coverage because we don't have enough doctors and staff? I'm not saying to hold off giving people coverage. I'm saying implement things methodically. Right? We got to be smart about it. An overrun hospital, an overstrained hospital leads to more hospital errors, leads to less, services. This idea of we're going to give everybody an insurance card so we get the votes for the next election needs to stop. Okay? I think we all learned that the ACA did not give us insurance. My insurance problems worsened 300-fold when the ACA came. Now, other people got Medicaid expanded, which was good. We wanted to expand Medicaid, but then why didn't we do that separately? See how that goes, increase the flow of new Medicaid patients, then deal with the pre-existing condition clause, do that separately. But we didn't. We did it all at once. And many Medicaid patients said they still couldn't be seen. Four-month waits. We're going to be sounding like England with their wait times. So I'm a little frustrated. Now, there's going to be this big, huge campaign by the Democrats for 2020 when it sounds all pretty and nobody's going, hold on, guys, do we even have the infrastructure for it? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump joining faith leaders at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning and citing the power of prayer in the daily lives of many Americans and saying of those faith leaders,
every day the people in this room demonstrate the power of faith to transform lives, heal communities, and lift up the forgotten.
A key U.S. Senate panel is considering William Barr's nomination to be Attorney General. The Judiciary Committee is expected to approve Barr and recommend him to the full U.S. Senate for confirmation soon. Banking giant Wells Fargo is suffering from a nationwide outage. It's reporting that its ATMs are offline, and so is its mobile banking service, saying it's been an intermittent series of outages for several hours, the company also offering an apology to those affected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a few months ago, there was a study saying in states that have legalized marijuana, we saw an uptick in fatal car accidents. So, here's another study saying, but not long term. So this is a study coming out of Australia, and they say that there's a little bit of mixed data It's also a University of Oregon study that supports legalization but doesn't make much difference in the risk of death while driving intoxicated in a state that legalized it. So we have a little bit of a mishmash, so I want to walk through it. So, as you know, the legalization of marijuana for medical use, okay, started originally in California in 1996. Then, a few years back, are we now, what, 6-7 years ago? I have to check. Colorado legalized it for recreational. Then Washington. And then multiple states. I live in Nevada. Now Nevada has it legalized. I think it was 2014 was Colorado. I have to double check. So we should start having some data. We should start having some data now, especially in Colorado and Washington, on what happened in terms of traffic accidents. So earlier this year, studies have suggested that more people were dying in car accidents involving drugs and alcohol in the U.S. Now, there's a study, though, that came out saying overdose deaths fell in states like Colorado after marijuana legalization, meaning marijuana becoming legalized started to get people off prescription drugs. Now, that is true. That's a whole other topic. I still want to talk about the car accident thing, so that's a whole other thing. But there's going to be a little mishmash of studies coming out that I want to break down. So, marijuana legalization is now huge. That's like the new thing. Every election, there's going to be another state that legalizes it. And so what happens is almost all states will have it legalized and the federal government will legalize marijuana. For us doctors, I can't speak for all of them. For me, I think, yeah, it's fine being legal at this point. We need to, you know, study it. You know, I'm tired of people saying, oh, yeah, I could use it for my cancer. Let's actually get some studies so we know what we can use it for. If there are health benefits, let's then, you know, document it. Let's study it. Let's, you know, confirm it so that we know what, how much, which strain works. So from a medicinal standpoint, I'm a fan of legalizing it to study it. I'm not a fan of what it does in terms of the roads. I can't tell you how many times I drive behind somebody who you could tell is obviously on weed. You can even smell it on the highway. I'm in L.A., I'm in Vegas, and I am on the highway with my windows closed doing recirculatory air, and I could smell pot. Now, on a highway, you're driving 60 miles an hour. That means there's some heavy-duty pot in somebody's car because the freeway is not by people's homes. So that's kind of frightening. So, we don't have a good breathalyzer yet, all right? So we don't know how much of the drug it persists. You might have smoked last night. And like alcohol, you don't feel buzzed or inebriated the next day. But the marijuana is in your system. That makes it a little tricky for what happens if there's an accident. And you get tested and there's marijuana in your system. Were you intoxicated with marijuana, or was this just in your system, which could be in your system for weeks? So last year, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety study found a 6% surge in traffic deaths in states where marijuana was legal. And then the Governor's Highway Safety Association study found that nearly 40% of all people who died in 2016 car crashes had marijuana in their systems. 40%. Despite marijuana's probable benefits, they say, and good safety profile, that led to a lot of people saying, this stuff isn't safe. But now they're saying, this is a study out of Monash University in Melbourne, Australia, that yes, there is a rise in traffic accidents and fatalities, but once the state or the drivers kind of get used to the initial, yay, it's legal, it may even out. So the researchers looked at traffic deaths in 9 states that had legalized recreational marijuana in nearby states to and from which people might be traveling, like over state lines to purchase marijuana. Now, in the first year after legalization, they found that about one extra person died in a traffic accident every 1 million residents of Colorado, Washington, and Oregon, and the states they shared borders with, but only for a short while. Then the number of deaths started falling month to month. So what they're saying is as soon as it was legalized, they saw a little spike in deaths, but then after, you know, the newness wore off, it started to normalize. Then the National Bureau of Economic Research is finalizing a study now comparing rates of fatal accidents involving high driving or being high by at least one party and what theoretical models of what death rates might have been if it hadn't been legalized. So Colorado and Washington, yes, it was 2014 when it was made legal, and they say there were massive surges in fatal accidents involving high driving. Colorado saw a 92% increase in fatal wrecks involving THC, and THC is the psychoactive component of marijuana. Washington saw a 28% increase. Let's go back to that. Colorado, a 92% increase in fatal wrecks. 92%. That means if 100 people died one year, the next year it got legalized, 192 people died. That's not cool. Am I right about that? Yeah, okay. Leave me alone about my math. Anyway, so they say overall the accidents became 10% more common. But then when they created a model for what increases would have looked like if it hadn't been legalized, they said there wasn't much of a difference. So maybe what this means is when a state plans on legalizing, they need to, in the short term, have one hell of a plan on how to make sure, you know, less accidents happen. Now, what I would like to see a study on is where are these marijuana-related accidents happening? Are they happening at a four-way stop? Are they happening on a highway? Are they happening at an intersection? Are they happening in a construction zone? Are they happening in a school zone? I would like to see the trend of where these accidents are happening and if there is something that needs to be changed. I find traffic engineering, and I'm not sure if that's the name of that industry, fascinating. Because I'll be driving. I live in Vegas. Right, and I'll be driving, there's a pothole, and then there's another pothole, and I'm like, oh my gosh, nobody fixes these potholes for years. Or construction will be done for years. But then, all of a sudden, there'll be a flashy light, a bunch of flashing lights, near an intersection. So you slow down, and you drive, and you go, well, that's interesting. They put a lot of time and money on this, not even an intersection, like a T. There's one area where it's a T. You're just driving straight. No stop sign, nothing. It's just your lane. There's a bunch of flashing lights, and there's a crosswalk, and it looks like it's a T where a residential street turns into it. My guess is somebody must have died there. And when you look at the time and energy they spent on that one area, you're like, well, then why aren't they doing that for other areas? But I found it fascinating because it really does slow you down, and I think it really does help prevent accidents in that one area that possibly must have caused a fatality or multiple other accidents. I don't know. So the engineers behind traffic and all that are fascinating. How do they know how soon they need to take to slow down, like a curve? Doesn't that blow your mind? You're driving on the highway, and then they tell you to go 25 miles an hour around some curve or whatever, or slow down. And you're like, wait, how do they know? And then they're like, oh, gosh, they know. I think that's pretty fascinating stuff. That's, you know, but then I got blown away by little stuff like that. So when we come back, is your marijuana preventing you from needing medications? And which ones? 1-877-DOC-TOLLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember when Saturday night was always a party or always a date? You would just tear it up on a Saturday night. Then you have kids. Then you get married. You buy a moo-moo. Saturday night is sitting home watching Netflix. Well, this Saturday night, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to be at the Shiro Gala to help raise money for those affected by sex trafficking, boys and girls. And I get to co-MC with Maria Silva from Fox 5. It's going to be a fascinating event at the World Trade Center. Anybody in Las Vegas who wants to go, tickets are still available. So go to the Bea Shiro Foundation website, or go to my Facebook page or Twitter to find it. Love to see you there. It's masquerade, so I'll be wearing a mask so you don't have to look at my face and my freckles and my dimples and the lines and the creases and the crow's feet and whatever the hell else I now have, which is why I don't party on a Saturday night. All right. Marijuana. Marijuana, they say now, is associated with decrease opioid use and medications. A team of researchers from Canada and the United States surveyed 2,000 federally registered medical cannabis patients with regard to their use of cannabis and other substances. Medical cannabis is also legal in Canada. Not recreational, I don't think, but I think medical. Investigators reported that nearly 70% of respondents said that they substituted cannabis for prescription medications, primarily opioids. 45% of those surveyed acknowledged substituting cannabis for alcohol. 31% of respondents said that they used marijuana in place of tobacco. Now, some of you are probably going, hoo-hoo, yay, right? They're not using cannabis for their prescription medications. So they're not taking their diabetes medications, their cholesterol medications, their blood pressure medications. That's not good. Okay, don't be thinking that your marijuana is going to prevent your heart attack or lower your cholesterol. However, maybe anecdotally it does help. We'll talk about that. So they say among those reporting replacing alcohol with cannabis, 31% said they stopped using booze altogether. 37% reported reducing their intake of booze by at least 75%. 51% of those who reported substituting cannabis for tobacco said they eventually quit smoking completely. Now, this is interesting because studies have shown that if you smoke weed, you're more likely to pick up a cigarette. But this isn't the first time that something like this has come out. A 2017 study, they say, according to The Hill, of medical cannabis patients similarly reported that 25% of the cohort reported substituting cannabis for alcohol, while 12% substituted it for tobacco. And then back in 2015, they said over half of patients surveyed substituted marijuana in lieu of alcohol. Well, it's more fun. It makes you feel better, less calories. And then another study out of London's University College reported that smoking pot caused a 40% decrease in cigarette consumption. Now, I don't know if that is also associative, because the last few years it's been getting a lot harder and more expensive to smoke cigarettes. So many people are probably like, well, if I'm going to spend this kind of money, it might as well be pot. I mean, if I was a smoker and I had the option of buying a cigarette or marijuana, and marijuana was legal, I would probably spend the money on the marijuana, if that's something I was into. So numerous studies also indicate that we are seeing overall prescription drug spending down. Now, I don't know if I could associate legal cannabis with that. I'm a little concerned. We aren't spending that much money on prescriptions because people's deductibles are too high. My deductible is so damn high that I'm not going to the doctor. And so I'm buying less stuff. I don't know if it's because marijuana was legalized in Nevada. I don't use marijuana. So, again, this association, I think, is a little weak. But I do see people get off their opioids if they can smoke marijuana. I see people get off their anxiety medication if they could smoke marijuana. I see people get off their sleeping pills if they could smoke marijuana. So now you're starting to look at, okay, what can marijuana do to replace some of these prescriptions? Now, we got to be very, very careful with that. the last thing I want is for somebody who is, let's say, an alcoholic to now be addicted to pot. Or somebody who's a heavy smoker to now become addicted to pot. Or somebody that's a heavy benzodiazepine used to become addicted to pot. But the argument that people have is, well, isn't it safer? Benzodiazepines, you could overdose or you could seize if you don't take enough, if you withdraw too quickly. Benzodiazepines are deadly. Opioids are deadly. Is marijuana deadly? So, as a doctor, you don't ever want to recommend the lesser of two evils. You want right and wrong, good and bad. Doctors are never supposed to recommend anything that could be bad. Let's say there are two pills. There's only two pills on this earth. And you react to both of them. But you react to one a little bit less than the other. And we document that. And we go, there's only two options, so we're going to give them the lesser of two evils. We could still get sued. If anything happens and you react, we will still get sued. Because some attorney out there will say, nah. You see, they should have just not given it to them at all. If they wouldn't have given it to them, they wouldn't have had this action and this consequence. You're like, but if I didn't give it to them, they could have died. How do you know? Now we have an issue. You're assuming that he would have died if you didn't give him medication. And so the problem is if a doctor says, yeah, go ahead and, you know, use marijuana, we are going to be fried if anything happens, which is another reason why patients are so, you know, this is why patients ask me, why aren't doctors recommending marijuana? Because, again, we could be sued. If you say that you don't want to take diabetes medication and you would rather use the marijuana to keep your appetite down, because for some people it does, so you want to use the marijuana for that and see if it helps your insulin sensitivity, and I say, sure, go ahead. And then you end up going blind a year later from diabetes or start having kidney issues or neuropathy from your diabetes. Somebody's going to come after me. So I can't go, oh, yeah, sure, just use the pot. I can't do that. Now, what I can do is give you the risks and benefits and say, look, my recommendation is you take your medication, we watch your hemoglobin A1C, you watch your diet, etc. If you don't want to do that and you prefer to use the pot, I understand, but just know that that's not what I'm advising. Then I'm protected. If that person decides to not take my medication that I'm prescribing and go off and use pot, then I'm protected. But patients don't like that. They're like, why isn't the doctor telling me I could try pot? I could use marijuana. I could use CBD for my sleep. Now, some doctors are starting to get a little bit more cojones-y, get their cojones going, and say, you know what? Go ahead. Try some marijuana. Look at that one doctor. There was that kid with ADD symptoms or bipolar. So the doctor goes, you know what? Go ahead and try some marijuana cookies. Well, what happened to him? He just lost his license. And they claimed it wasn't the marijuana. It was that he diagnosed the kid too quickly. I'm telling you right now, I could diagnose a bipolar in 5 seconds. It wasn't that. It was they had a case. So until things calm down with people going after doctors, you're not going to have doctors tell you to do something and try something that might actually get you off some of your medication. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.